Hi, I'm Maureen Huntley, founder, creator, and host of the radio show, The Family Balancing Act, on 106.9 FM Seattle, iTunes, and in over 240 countries on the web. I have a very busy counseling practice where I support moms and their families to get healthy body, mind, spirit. And that's at www.vitalhealthforlife.com. As the mother of four, I'm a wife to Paul, I'm a sister, I'm an aunt, a friend, counselor, healthy food advocate, caretaker for my aging parents. I live the Family Balancing Act. So, what is balance? A state of equilibrium, according to Webster's Dictionary. Well, not in motherhood or parenthood or career. Well, certainly not in the way the media or those puffy magazines make you want to think about it. Balancing your family and your career, your counseling practice, is not exactly like the scales of justice. Well, just ask any three-year-old or teenager if there's justice, and they'll tell you without even taking a breath, no. Balance is more like a Weeble toy or one of those punching clowns that bounce back and forth and up and down after you hit it, and it gets tossed from side to side and rolls around and bounces right back up at you. Well, how often do you feel like that? I know I feel like that daily. So balance. Balance starts with you. What on earth is going on inside that head of yours? What's your inner monologue? Is it, I'm late, burned out, broke, tired, need to buy, pick up, get this, that, or whom? Stop it. Okay. Yes, that's easier said than done. But take a deep breath and know that you're not alone. One of the things that I use to get me through this is a mantra. Everything I tell my clients to do, I must do. Well, it does sound good, and I do try to do that as best I can. But the amazing part about being a counselor is that not only do you get to hold your clients accountable, they actually hold you accountable. How well are you living your life? I mean, if you're telling your clients to eat greens, drink water, meditate, and breathe, are you actually doing that also? If you are, great. Continue to do it at a higher level. If you're not and you're not being authentic, you should try it. It really does work. Write it down. Everything from the to-do list to your affirmations. If it means getting up at 5:30 in the morning, taking a deep breath, being grateful, set your intentions, and do it all the way into the bathroom. One of the things that I do is I write my to-do list as I'm getting into bed. I'm pulling my stuff together for the next day, and I take a deep breath, I write out my intentions and my affirmations, and then I go to bed. When I get up in the morning, I grab them on my way to the bathroom, and I read them as I brush my teeth, as I look in the mirror, and I carry on. And I try to look at them as often as I can. I write them all over on sticky notes and put them in front of myself, in my car, on the dashboard, and on my phone. Another thing that in order to balance oneself is get rid of the energy suckers in your life. Okay, maybe not your four-year-old, but just the people in your life that you can release and the stuff that you can release. How much clutter do you have around you? Clutter clogs your energy. So start to purge it. You don't need everything. It's the same with people. Start purging the people that cause you angst, that pull on you and pull your focus and energy away from your passions. If it's your deadbeat brother who constantly is asking for money or time or something from you, choose a process to get rid of that energy. It just may be taking a step back and finding a new way. This is your journey. Another thing is that your clients deal with this stuff too. So take your own advice and take a deep breath. Ask for help. Enlist your friends, family, book group, employees, whomever you can trust in any way they can. From babysitting, maybe exchanging time with another health counselor or a friend or a neighbor with their kids, to having a friend do some research in exchange for some cooking or healthy shopping tips. Start a soup, dinner, school lunch club. Have friends take a day, and you take a day. Support each other. That's what this is all about. Live the example for your family and your clients. You attract exactly who you are and exactly what you need to work on. We're all just mirrors of each other. Our children and our family are our best mirrors. Watch, learn, and listen. I work with my clients that are as flexible as I am. I set that intention, and I believe it. I hold a space for all of my clients, and I hold a space for myself. Life happens. Stuff comes up. Be clear and be open with your clients. They're sick kids, parents, cars break down. Stuff happens. I honor their time, and they honor my time. Set clear intentions on how you want your business to look and how you want it to work. Just when I need to have space, it appears. My clients understand, and I understand when it comes to their stuff. Use a kitchen timer. The best thing you can do for yourself is get a kitchen timer and turn it on. You do not have time to go over on anything. Your time is valuable, and there is way too much to do, and a lot of people who need you, but you have to start with you. So when I'm meeting with my clients, I use music that is timed exactly to what I need. And when the time is up and the music is coming to an end or the bell goes off on the kitchen timer, the session has ended. And it's the same for everything I do, including making dinner, folding the laundry, doing phone calls, doing my emails. Honor your time. Do you give yourselves and your kids a timeout? Well, I do that for my clients. The tools I use in my family and how we function actually also work with my clients. Sometimes I find that their energy is all over the place when they either come on the phone or come into my space. And my kids do that too. And sometimes all we need is a timeout. So I do that. I do this with my family, with myself, and with my clients. I tell everyone to take a deep breath, put their hand on their heart, and close their eyes, and let it go. And then we start over. Be authentic. If your family needs to be gluten-free or dairy-free and you're not living it, tell that story. It's okay. You are not perfect in that sense. We are all in process. Use it. Your clients are there too. You'll be totally able to relate to them and they to you. As you acknowledge the changes you need to make in your life and with your family, you begin to tell a new story. Guess what? So do your clients. And most importantly, self-care. You have to stop putting yourself last. Give yourself a hug and look in the mirror and say, I love you. You do so much with ease. Laugh. Cry, scream, rant, release, burn sage, use essential oils, surround yourself with inspirational thoughts and words and people. Look at your family. They reflect you and you reflect them. They are the reason. Celebrate this. Honor it. Send it forth into your life, your business, your universe, and then dance. Do it with your kids, your clients, and yourself. Move. Families are like cogs in a wheel, the wheel of life, if you will. You are the wheel that holds all those cogs in place. So you've got to be good to yourself. Be selfish. Take care of yourself, but don't be arrogant. Be the example. Lastly, support yourself through IIN. You have this amazing immersion team and all the wonderful immersionists, and they are phenomenal. Use it. And don't forget to take a deep breath often, because you are not alone. Join me on the Family Balancing Act at www.familybalancingact.com and join our blog and let me know how you're doing. I would love to know, and I'd love to help support you on your journey. So again, take a deep breath and know that you're not alone.